Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, talking tennis in the US Open, Thanasi Kokkinakis was on the way to a major upset and then it all went wrong, Fran.
He was two sets to love up against Richard Gasquet, the number 12 seed, no less. And all of a sudden, he started walking like, as one of the commentators said, he looked like he was just crossing the finishing line of the New York Marathon rather than the US Open in New York. He got cramp and he couldn't get through it. And he stayed on for the fourth set, which he lost 6-3. It was really like a duck in a shooting gallery.
Well, he really couldn't run.
He couldn't move at all. And he played on. They got into they were about to start the fifth set and he just walked up to the net and shook the Frenchman's hand. So that was a really disappointing result because Thanasi Kokkinakis with Nick Kyrgios is very much the future of Australian, particularly the men's game in this country. And for him to be, he was in the third set, both players were absolutely going at it hell for leather. And eventually Kokkinakis won that 6-4. And, you know, I would have thought he would have been thinking from here, it's all up. And he's apparently never been troubled by cramp before, but it's apparently very humid as well as in the 30s in New York. And quite a few players have retired because of the conditions. And sadly for Thanasi Kokkinakis, he now joins that list. But there's another bloke who never seems to get cramped, never seems to get anything in action right now. His name's Leighton Hewitt, and he's playing the man from Kazakhstan, Alexander.
Leighton Hewitt's playing.
He's playing. Yeah. He's out there on the court right now against Alexander Nedovyasov from Kazakhstan. He won the first set, and the last time I looked, he was just about to win the second. Now, 2-0 up is about the time when Leighton Hewitt usually tends to take the scenic route, switch off for a bit, and leave us all with our fingernails bitten down to the third knuckle as he comes back somewhere in the fifth set to win. But let's hope he doesn't do that. Because this, of course, is Leighton Hewitt's last appearance at a major tournament, a Grand Slam tournament, anywhere in the world, Fran, this great career.
I thought we'd farewelled him last time, but I got that wrong, obviously. That must have been his last Wimbledon.
We farewelled him at the Australian Open, and we farewelled him at Wimbledon as well, but now we're doing it at the US Open, and I'm sure he'll turn up in Davis Cups and we can have some more farewells there. Nellie Melbourne really did start something, didn't she?
A grand slam of farewells. In the AFL, the season well and truly over for Essendon's Courtney Dempsey.
Yeah, look, it was one of those things. He tackled Brett Dilidio from Richmond, and it just seemed to be one of those things where momentum carried Dilidio around. There was nothing malicious in it, but boy, Dilidio hit the ground really hard. Courtney Dempsey sort of got him in a wrestling hold and hit the ground really hard. It was hurt, as happens in the modern game. Richmond players came from everywhere to remonstrate with Dempsey, and the AFL Tribunal remonstrated with him last night. Gone for 4 weeks, so he'll be starting season 2016 a little late, Fran.
Okay, the Australian netball captain, though, to play on.
Yeah, well, look, she's only 27, but there had been all this speculation that after the Diamonds won the World Cup that Laura Geitz might quit. But anyway, she said she's confirmed yesterday in a press release, no less, that she's going to play on and captain the Queensland Firebirds in the national competition or the Trans-Tasman competition. So I guess that's good news for her and good news for Australian netball, Fran.
Play on to beat the Kiwis another day. Thank you very much, Warwick.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick back with us at 7:30.